Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by Jaira Luna and Grace.
Good morning.
Your last name, Grace?
Guthrie.
Grace Guthrie! Yeah. Double G. Awesome. And we're talking about an upcoming on-campus production called Destination Eros.
Yes.
Very, very awesome. Before we get to that, though, how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm good. Okay. Getting there, surviving.
Nice.
This is my first time doing kind of like an interview like this, so it's so cool.
Nice. I'm glad to hear. It was a bit of a commute to get here, or was it pretty chill?
No, it was so easy.
Yeah, no, it was fine. Nice. I come from Kaikoura Valley, so a bit, but not too far.
Oh, Kaikoura Valley.
Yeah.
Oh, true. What's the like vibe over there with all the rain? Is there any like crazy puddles or anything?
Yeah, it's pretty flooded, to be honest, but not too bad.
Nice. I was walking through the Botans earlier on my way to work, and the river is going gnarly right now. It's like a goddamn torrential.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm used to that. I went to Salmond, so whenever it would rain, I'd be like, gotta take the long way.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I'm actually flatting on Knox Street this year.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's awesome. I mean, it's some of the first years can be a little bit frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
But they got to experience a fun uni time, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, awesome. We're here to talk about the new production that y'all are making, Destination Eros. My first question is, have you all seen the painting Eros by Solomon Joseph? It's at the Dunedin Public Art Gallery.
Oh no, I haven't.
All I know is that Eros means love in Greek, and that's all I know about Eros. Yeah.
Oh, this is the painting here, if you can see. It's a really beautiful painting, very like classical kind of vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Got some like cherubs, angels type vibe.
Dude, that fits so well with our show.
Yeah. I don't know if it's on display at the moment, but it is like one of their older collection pieces. So it's usually in their like wing that's like contemporary and old stuff kind of smashed together.
Nice.
That's where I've always found it. Yeah, it's good. And when I saw the name Eros, I was like, ooh, D-Pack. Yeah, it's awesome. But this is your performance project for the paper Perf 301. Whose brainchild is Destination Eros?
So Destination Eros was a real collaborative piece. Mm-hmm. So we would just feed and bounce ideas off each other. And we just build it up block by block, just pushing different ideas, throwing them around, seeing what worked, seeing mm-hmm. what didn't work. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was honestly just like a real smash together of everyone's ideas. There wasn't one person that was above the rest, so nice. Yeah, it was really cool to just be really collaborative.
Very egalitarian.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Well, what were some of the things that that didn't work?
I think definitely at times we were getting a bit carried away, being like, oh, but we could do this, we had to pull the reins in a couple times, but the majority of it was really, really good.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. And was it a very easy process of editorializing, or was it like really painful giving away some of the stuff?
I think for me, since my character's kind of minimal, it was pretty easy, but I could tell for the main characters, it was painful.
Yeah.
Crack up. Is this is it a play, a musical?
And a musical.
Oh, both.
Yeah. It's got musical aspects and also some choreography as well.
Awesome. Any original music created for the play?
No, unfortunately not. We do have one of our actors who does create original music, but we just couldn't fit it in anywhere. But she's amazing, nevertheless.
She does become the DJ at some point.
Yeah, she becomes the DJ girl. So.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So for this paper, is the whole class doing this one play, or are different groups doing different plays, or what's the go?
It is the whole class.
Whoa. So
there are only 11 of us, but it actually works well because we get to work much more closer together.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to perform, but also we have auxiliary roles.
Oh, cool.
So, like, I'm the marketing manager, Grace is the choreographer, and we have all of these things to come together.
Awesome. It's a very much a team effort.
Yes.
Yeah, that's sick. So the vibes I'm getting from this from the description of the show is that it's a kind of a romance / existential play. Is it about people who go on a cruise and they then start tripping? Is that the vibe?
Pretty much. It's honestly so hard to put into words to describe it. But I would say, like, just if you think love cruise, and then there's a love drug called Eros, hence the name. And, yeah, people just getting spiked left, right and center, falling in love. There's lots of storylines within the one main storyline, which keeps it exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a real great time.
Nice. And how long does it go for?
It goes for about 40 minutes. It's in lunchtime theatre, so we had to squish it in there.
Yes.
True. Awesome. It sounds like a really, really fun time. Was there any particular play that inspired this production or media text?
Yes, there is the Shakespeare Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and also the film Titanic.
Oh, wow! Classic.
We're very fixated on Titanic.
Classic. How many times have you all seen Titanic?
Probably more than I'd like to admit.
Maybe five.
Yeah.
See, I only saw it for the first time last year.
Oh, my gosh. I swear there's so many people who have, like, seen it heaps of times, and then others have just, like, oh, I've never seen it. It's like, what?
Yeah. No, I'm glad I did, though, because I was very happily surprised.
Yes.
Like, classic romance.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Kate Winslet and Leo DiCaprio, both gorgeous as hell.
Yeah, classic.
yeah, super classic, super classic. Are you all fans of romance in general, in, like, in novels or films, TV shows?
Yeah, of course. Who isn't? I love a bit of a drama.
I guess when I was little, but now since, you know, we kind of experience growing up, it's kind of like, oh, that's not real.
Yeah. Oh, that's cracking.
So, yes.
Awesome. I guess we've covered all the basics. How do people go and see the show?
So you can buy tickets through Humanitix.
Mm-hmm.
It should come up as Perth 301 Device Performance, Destination Eros. And we have a 1 p.m. show today and also a matinee show at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow we have another show at 1 p.m. as well.
Awesome. And that's at the Edgar Allan Hall. Is it Edgar Allan Hall?
Yep, so it's at Allan Hall.
Allan Hall. Yep. I was thinking of Edgar Allan Poe. And I was combining Awesome. So that's at the Allan Hall on campus, which is just opposite Unicol.
Yes.
Yes. Correct. I was a carpet cleaner for a summer, and we had to clean out the seats in Edgar Allan Hall.
Oh.
Which was, I mean, Allan Hall.
You're fixated on it now.
I'm not going to drop it now. It's unfortunate.
All good.
Awesome. That's awesome. It sounds like a really, really fun time. And you've requested a song for me to play after our interview, and that is I Only Smoke When I Drink. Ooh. By, is it Nimino?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think he was discovered on TikTok and he just went massive with his song.
Nice.
But it's one of our songs with our choreography in the play, so fits
in.
Yeah.
Awesome. I guess we'll play that now. Thank you so much for coming on. Any final words you want to leave to the people listening out there?
Hope you enjoy.
Yeah, come see the show. Come aboard.
Come aboard, yeah.
Hell yeah. Take
all
some
aboard.
Arrows.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming on. And I hope you all have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you very much. That was Jaira Luna and Grace Guthrie talking about their upcoming on-campus production, Destination Eros, which is happening today at 1 p.m. at the Allan Hall opposite Unicol. It's happening tomorrow as well at 1 p.m. Here is I Only Smoke When I Drink.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.